This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or rehost my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. May our Father, who has found his way into every heart, help you to know your sins. And how long has it been since your last confession? So recently. Most people only stop by for Christmas and Easter at best, for someone to come back within just a few days. I did think I recognised your voice, but I didn't wish to bring attention to it unless you felt comfortable. Oh, that does put a different light on things, I suppose. A seminarian spending his time training to be a priest? Well, you are probably more acutely aware of your sins than most parishioners are. I apologise, I'm a little off topic. Please, continue with your confession, my child. Tell me your sins. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I know the priest is normally supposed to just listen, but I'm afraid that's a bit vague. Unwholesome thoughts. It's a very nice euphemism, but perhaps a bit unclear for me to decide how much of a sin it is. No, I don't normally question everyone this much about their sins, but it is late, the church is mostly quiet, and you are... Well, you're a bit of a special case, aren't you? Exactly. So the particular state of your soul is a matter of interest to me, so please. I'm afraid I'll need you to be a little more specific about these thoughts. I don't think you're merely feeling some wrath towards the rector. Yes, he's quite strict, yes, but you're avoiding the question, my child. Impure thoughts is rather vague still, but I think I have an idea. Thoughts of, shall I say, a carnal nature? There's no need to splutter quite so much, my dear. Priests are familiar with such things after all. No, I didn't expect you to see the priesthood as entirely sexless, despite being celibate. Though there's a tone in your voice. Is that part of the problem? I suspect it's an extra sin to lie while in the confessional. We'll add that to the ledger. Would you like to take a second go at that? Yeah, much better. Isn't it simpler to be honest? It's a bit more freeing that way. Wrap yourself up in lies, you just feel trapped. But when you strip them away and find yourself bare, much more fitting for you. Okay, please continue. No. I'm sorry if I was unclear. I didn't mean for you to continue on to your next sin. I need you to elaborate on those carnal thoughts. Oh, really? Are you the expert on how the confessional works, seminarian? Or would a fully trained priest know better than you? As I thought. So, continue. So hesitant to be open. Are you a man looking for redemption or a bashful child who can't even speak of it? Very well, child. Do you need me to guess at what wicked thoughts have run through your head? No, I don't care about your protests. You had time to elaborate, didn't you? Let's see. You felt the need to come back to confession so very soon, so one can presume it was a particularly dire wave of sinful thoughts that drove you back to this booth, not just your daily considerations of what Father Patrick might have under those slacks, or even a hasty moment of fumbling in the shower, hand lingering too long between your legs, as you wonder how it might feel if you stroked yourself just a little bit longer. No, it was something worse than that. Am I right? I take it from your lack of protest that I'm right. Not surprising. Now, what could have been so dire then, my dear? Oh, I know. Yeah, a dream. Something rather vivid and lingering. Thoughts of deep and debauched sin that just echoed through you in the daylight. And how deep did they linger, my child? Not just echoing through your head, but to that warmth down in your belly, all the way down to the weight between your thighs. You object. Are you saying I'm wrong, or is my answer too close to the truth? If you step out of this booth, my child, you will not find redemption out there. You'll remain the stained, sinful slut you are now. Back on your knees. Much better. You can be such a good boy when you listen. Now, about that sin swirling around inside you. I can practically feel it in you, my child. A burning black flame of lust and depravity. Even as you kneel and try to repent, you ache to indulge it, don't you? Some seductive voice at the back of your head keeps urging you on, telling you to slide your hands down and grope yourself as you kneel. Do it. Did I ask for you to argue? No, I gave you directions. Shall I be more explicit? One hand behind your back and the other stroking yourself through your slacks. Immediately, boy. Now, how does that make you feel, my child? I imagine that you feel yourself getting hard, and anyone who walked into the booth now could see that erection clear as day, and your hand sliding up and down on it. But you wanted punishment, didn't you? And this is what you have now. How does it affect you? Are you scared? Are you repentant? Are you ready to properly atone and abandon your sin for good? Or does this just get you even more worked up, you wicked thing? Keep that hand behind your back. And I will not take your silence as an answer this time. You will have to vocalize it. Perhaps, if your mind is too tangled a mess to answer, consider what rushes through your body right now. The answer can be found between your legs, I suspect. So just a simple question. Do you want forgiveness? Or do you want more of that depravity in your dreams? Answer out loud. That's it. Such a good boy, being brave enough to admit it to yourself. It's easy to just let it happen, but to be strong enough to say it out loud? Well, I'm proud of you, my child. Relax your arm, boy. Roll those hips for me. Are you just achingly hard right now? Just begging to be freed from those pants? For your hand to wrap around it, or somebody else's touch? You live in the dorms with all the other seminarians. I imagine you've noticed a few of them as they left the showers. Keep rubbing yourself. Is that where some of these lustful thoughts come from? Seeing those broad, muscled backs as they stride back to get dressed, quiet smiles, all fresh and begging to be touched, to be licked. You wouldn't be the only one in your dorm with those thoughts. Why, just last week, your name came up while I was taking confession from... But I can't tell you that, can I? No. Knowing which of your fellow seminarians has those same furtive, filthy thoughts about you as he steps into the hot water, his hands running down wet skin, stroking his own thick member. Knowing who whispers your name as he brings himself to the peak of his pleasure beneath the showerhead? Well, that would be just too much, wouldn't it? Much better for you to wonder. Next time you linger by the shower, shaving your cheeks, trying to see who has their eye settled on you and wonder what he's imagining doing or having you do to him. Was that a little moan there, my son? Feeling that need a little more strongly, all that filth and sin just roused up, threatening to boil over, or rather, to come pulsing out. I think you're prepared for the next step, aren't you? Relax your arms, my child. Just unbuckle your belt and unzip your pants. Good. Pull the pants down a little. Stroke yourself. Just through your underwear. No need to go any further yet. I know this isn't unknown to you. You've given in to this lust before, haven't you? A little louder, please. A nod doesn't carry through this screen, you know. Good boy. Honesty is so important. Now, just rub yourself through that clean white cotton. Was that a little moaned question? How do I know? Oh, my son, all you seminarians are so similar. Plain and repressed and wouldn't dare show such vanity of even a little colour between your thighs. You want that purity, don't you? Pristine and untouched white cotton briefs, keeping yourself virginal. Keep stroking. But it doesn't work, does it? Because you have that wicked mind that just aches for more, and that ache just swells up, leaps to the front of your mind whenever it can. In dreams, in the shower, when you lie in the dark and should be asleep, and it just trickles down, doesn't it? Pulls in that aching cock you try so hard to ignore. And it betrays you. Why do you protest, my child? Because of which word? Betray? Or cock? Well, that's what you have between your legs, isn't it? An aching, hungry cock. Does it pulse every time I say the word? Does it call out for your touch? Make you squirm? And yes, it betrays you. Destroys that life of purity you claim to want. Just entirely ruins it. You don't believe me? Fine, I'll prove it to you. Stop rubbing yourself. Push those clean white briefs down to your knees. Settle back for a moment and look at them. Not so pristine now, are they? No, slick with pre-cum. Stained with your need. Ruined by your cock. That's fine, though. You don't need boring white underwear like that, do you, my child? Oh, no, there are more interesting things in store for you. I didn't say to touch the underwear, leave them where they are. Back up on your knees, my son, you are in a confessional, after all. Even with your cock hanging out thick and hard, bared like some depraved whore. Was that another whimper from you? A complaint? Would you prefer another word to describe you? You're hardly an obedient seminarian anymore. Are you a slut instead? Or maybe I've already found the word for you. A desperate, aching, needy cock. I think that's right. It's what you've decided controls you, isn't it? So it's just how you should be spoken to. Dumb, aching cock just raked with desire, with base need. And what that cock needs is to be touched, doesn't it? Oh, not yet. No, no, no. I want something special from you, my son. What do I want? First, I want you to reach into your pocket. You know what you'll find there, don't you? That's it. A sweet little rosary. Not the one you got from the bishop, I think. No, you brought that one with you. It's been in your hands for quite some time, I think. You've prayed on it so many times, haven't you? Trying to fight off these wicked hungers. It's time I put it to good use, I think. No, no prayers here. Take the rosary. Wrap it around your cock. Just loop it around and around and around. That's it. Gentle. Don't pull it too tight, just wrap it close. Ah, so obedient. You're a delicious little thing, aren't you? Now, stroke your cock for me. Hand over those beads, let them roll up and down your shaft. Feels different, doesn't it? Not the same as having your hand just pumping in your lap, hoping to make yourself come before anyone notices how long you've been in the shower. No, this is new. It's like the Virgin Mary herself is stroking your cock along with you. Maybe she learned lessons from all those whores her son spent time with. Oh, just listen to that. Desperate little thing, aren't you? Just sends shivers through me. You're far too delicious, my child. How did anyone ever let you slip through their fingers like this? Oh, it's not important now. No. We have just a little bit more to do, don't we? Just another few steps for you, my sweet new seminarian. First, I need you to take that rosary, slip it up over the head of your cock. I want you to gather all that pre-cum leaking there. That's it. Perfect. Now take the rosary, slide it in your mouth. Feel those beads on your tongue. Let the crucifix dangle from your mouth against your chin. It's not important right now. Instead, you're going to taste that pre-cum drip on your tongue, aren't you? Is it good, my child? You can't talk, I know. Just moan for me. Savour it. Taste your lust, your sin, your depravity as it pulses down your throat with every swallow. Good boy. Now, there's one more toy for you to play with, isn't there? I know it's there, sitting on the bench next to your knees. You were holding it for comfort, for guidance, for forgiveness, weren't you? And you ended up here, right where you are supposed to be, my filthy little cock. Take up your Bible. You know what I want from you, don't you? Yes, you do. Open it up for me. The Gospel of John, I think. 3:16. You know the words. Set it down in front of you. Now, hand around your cock. Pump it for me. That's it. You know how to do it. You've practiced it so many times before, even as you felt guilty. You've learned how to draw that lust up to the surface. Focus it. The thoughts that would run through your mind as you brought yourself that forbidden pleasure, even as you were racked with guilt for them. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? No. Because those are worries for a priest, for the pure, devout man you pretended to be. A deviant, desperate whore doesn't worry about it, and that's what you are. Keep that hand pumping, my boy, because you are mine now, aren't you? Yes, I know. Those moans and whimpers make it clear. You're so close and so ready to be claimed by me and my kind, aren't you? There's only one thing you need to do now. Give in to me. Give in entirely. Suck that rosary clean. Stroke that cock. Defile this confessional for me. That's it. Come for me. Come on that Bible for me, my filthy, ruined little cock. Oh, just the taste of you. Succulent little thing. Properly ruined for Yeshua now, aren't you? Especially after you made him watch. So entirely and properly prepared for your service to me. Set the Bible down, my child. Still twitching those hips, and stand. Spit out the rosary. Tuck that cock away for now. Zip your pants up. Oh, and you can leave the Bible on the floor. You won't need it anymore. And it'll be a delightful shock to whoever cleans up the confessional after we leave, won't it? Oh, yes. Do call me Father. I enjoy that. Come now, my defiled devotee. I have plans for you.